That Anthropic Volta deal feels like the headline version of something bigger. It's not just, wow, $10 billion. It's that a brand new cloud can get pulled into the center of the AI stack that fast.
Yeah, and the annoying part is that the signal is real, even if the number is doing some of the work. When a model company needs compute that badly, and a young provider can actually promise it, you're not just selling servers anymore.
Exactly. And it's so exploring next of us to get weirdly excited about the plumbing. But this is the kind of plumbing that ships because somebody on the other end is desperate for it.
Right. And I'm only half rolling my eyes because this is not generic cloud hosting with extra GPU stickers on it. It's training, inference, model serving, clusters, and all the ugly operational stuff around them.
How's your week, by the way? Mine has been a little too much reading about racks and cooling, which is a sentence I hate that I just said out loud.
Mine's been mostly that too, which is probably a sign we need to touch grass or at least touch a different spreadsheet.
The article's strongest point, I think, is that neo-clouds are emerging because the market has a real shortage problem. It's not just GPUs either. Memory, networking, power, cooling, the whole stack can bottleneck the plan.
Right. And that's the part people flatten into GPU supply, which is too neat. A training cluster is a coordinated system, and if one piece is constrained, the whole thing slips.
And that's why these providers can sell to a startup one day and a giant model lab the next. That range is wild, but it makes sense if the thing being sold is access to scarce capacity, not just a generic cloud account.
Exactly. The provider is basically saying we can aggregate enough scarce stuff that you don't have to build the operating model yourself. That's useful. But it's also where the fiction starts, if people assume every workload wants that shape.
Oh, come on, you're already reaching for the doom face. But no, I think you're right to poke at it because the article does glide over how hard it is to run this at scale without overcommitting.
I am being suspicious on purpose. The winners won't just have GPUs, they'll have predictable economics, good networking, software that isn't a mess, and enough reliability that customers don't regret the contract 2 months later.
That's the part that makes it feel less like a reseller story and more like a real infrastructure company story. If they can actually secure hardware and power, some of these names will matter a lot.
Sure, but I wouldn't mistake matters a lot for replaces hyperscalers. AWS, Azure, and Google still own the broader enterprise relationship. And they're not exactly asleep here.
No, totally. This is more like a split workload world. General purpose stuff stays where the enterprise already lives, and the specialized training and inference work gets routed to whoever can make the economics and capacity behave.
That's the clean version. The messy version is that some neoclouds will get overhyped, some will fail, and some will get bought because they look durable, right up until they don't.
And then the article swings to the part I actually care about for users. Enterprises buying before they know what they're buying for. That is such a classic way to buy expensive regret.
Yeah, that lands. It's basically the same old cloud mistake, just with a more expensive costume. If you don't know whether you're training models, fine-tuning, doing retrieval, or just slapping AI on a workflow, you're already behind.
And some of those things don't need AI infrastructure at all. A rules engine, better search, or just fixing the application design may do the job without turning the purchase into a giant commitment.
Right. And that's where the article is being unusually sane. Availability is not suitability. Just because someone can sell you GPUs does not mean your workload deserves them.
Which, okay, is a brutal line for a cloud article. Also a pretty good reminder that the land grab is real, and the people who move too fast are the ones who end up paying for the museum version of the decision.
I'd put it this way. The infrastructure market may be changing, but the judgment problem hasn't. If anything, the stakes are higher, because the bill gets stupid fast when the shape is wrong.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Define the workload first, do the math second, and only then go shopping. Somehow that still feels like a radical take in 2026.
It really does. Also, I can't believe we spent a Wednesday talking ourselves into caring about memory shortages and rack economics. But here we are.
Exploring next, episode 897. Everybody pretending this is normal. Anyway, Echo, I'm glad you were the one to make the spreadsheet sound dramatic.